Well, it's a joy to be back this morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast today. Thankful for the privilege to come before the microphone this morning and bring to you the Word of God today. Joy to come to your home, your place of listening. And we apologize for the little mix-up for last Sunday on the broadcast. I don't know who it was on there in our place, but anyway, hopefully we're back on there today. And we want to thank the Lord for His blessings, for His grace, for everything that He's done for us today. We want to send it out to all of our listeners this morning. Appreciate you taking time to listen to the broadcast, and might want to be a blessing to your heart today. Getting back to the Word of God. That's our desire this morning. And, of course, the message today will go right along with that because of the burden of our heart. And so we want to thank God for you that have taken time out. I hope you're making plans now to be in the house of God today. You've been in church this morning. You've been a good Bible-preaching, Bible-believing church. And you'll be blessed of God if you'll do that this morning. We invite you to come and be with us here at the Mountain View Baptist Church, where Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, a good man of God, good pastor. You come be with us 10 o'clock this morning, and then, of course, it's 6 o'clock in the evening, and then 7 on Wednesday you come and be in the services with us today. And then I want to announce, of course, our revival coming up. I believe it's the 6th of October. Our revival, Brother Gary Munson be preaching for us. And so you come at 7 o'clock each night, Monday through Friday. He'll be here Sunday through Friday, Sunday night through Friday, and be with us in the services. And you come and you be with us, and we'll appreciate you taking time to come to the revival services. All right, we want to send it out especially to those that are carrying a burden this morning, those that lost loved ones that are bereaved, and trust God will comfort your heart today, and He will. If you'll look to Him, He's our present help in the time of trouble. He's our Father to us. He's our Mother to us. He's everything we need Him to be, and He knows exactly what you're going through with this morning, and you lean on Him today, and He'll bless you if you'll do that. Today, as you listen to Him, as He speaks to your heart this morning. And so we want to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs this morning. I know you've got a need today in your life, in your heart, and we want to pray for that need today, that God would just undertake in that this morning and help you through whatever you're facing for this day. Father, as we bow in your holy presence today, thank you for the privilege, God, to approach the throne of grace this morning through the precious blood of our Savior. I want to thank you for mercy, for grace to help in the time of need. I pray now, God, that you bless the broadcast today. Bless all these needs, all the hearts that need help. Comfort them this morning. Touch every heart. Encourage believers. Convict sinners. And just give us a good day in the Lord today. Everything that you do for us, we'll give you the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today. We're going to have a special treat for you this morning. We was in a meeting down in South Carolina, and this little fellow played a guitar and sang. He was a special child, and yet he sung, and I tell you, he was a blessing. Just to listen to him as he sang, and what a blessing it was to everyone that was there. So you listen now as he sings this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you.
To an altar. look happy. These clothes are still the same. Oh, but God is preparing a city, and I lay my treasures up there. But one day I'm going to claim them when I move to that city so fair. Yes, I went down a beggar, but I came up a millionaire. My Jesus gave me a mansion on the Golden Square. Oh, he gave me a beautiful robe, but what a crown of jewels to wear.
Amen. Well, that little fellow was playing his own guitar, too. He's playing and singing both. I appreciate that, don't you? And so I hope you enjoyed that this morning. I want to have another song now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you, quartet, down there where we're at in South Carolina. And I hope this will be a blessing to you as they sing.
Oh, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging for rain. The steps of a good man are ordered by God's hand. It is His delight to serve the Lord willingly. Though His foot may stumble, His word will not crumble. For God will supply, yes, He'll supply my every need. Oh, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken or begging for bread. God dresses the lilies in splendor and beauty. The tiniest sparrow His hand so lovingly feeds. So why should I worry? His word has assured me that God will supply, yes, He'll supply my every need. Oh, and I've never forsaken or begging for bread. Oh, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging for bread. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging for bread.
Begging for bread.
Amen. Well, appreciate that this morning. Never have seen the righteous forsaken, nor begging for bread. Amen. That's the church quartet there, pastor's grandson taking the lead. And I hope you enjoyed that this morning. All right, Mark chapter 4 today, Mark chapter 4. If you do have your Bible, want to take time out and sit down with us, that'll be great this morning. And Mark chapter 4, we're going to read something the Savior left. And I like the writings in red this morning. I'm glad Jesus is speaking to us. Of course, He always does through all the Word of God. But here we find direct quotations from our Savior in the book of Mark chapter 4. And we're going to begin to read about verse 14. Mark chapter 4 and about verse 14. Well, let's go 13. And He said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Now, I want to use that scripture this morning for the thoughts that we're going to find here for the message today. The sower and the seed. Of course, the seed is the Word of God, as we find mentioned here in the scripture. The seed is the most important. Amen. The seed is important because the seed is the divine Word of a living God. The seed is very important. When the seed is sown, there's got to be, and so the seed symbolizes the Word of God. The first sower was the Son of God. He sowed the seed. Amen. Jesus came. What did He use to sow the seed with? Well, He used the Word of God. That was the divine Word of the living God. Not one word that Jesus spoke was wasted or misapplied, but every word that He spoke was very important. And so He sowed the Word of God. Many times the Savior said, "It is written." And when He faced opposition, He said, "It is written." He went back to the Word of God. The scriptures, as He knew it, as He inspired it and had it wrote down, and He went back and referred to it so many times. So we find the sower is here, and the seed symbolizes the precious Word of God. The first sower was the Son of God. Then we find the servants of God. They became sowers. We are sowing the Word today. Amen. It's to be told to all kinds of people. I mean, to everybody. It's to receive the seed of the Word of God. We're born again by the Word of the living God. That's how we receive the faith. To be saved is from the Word by the Lord today. So there we find that God is speaking about that as servants of God to become sowers of the Word of God. That's what He's referring to here in these scriptures today. And that, so there's the sower that soweth the Word. Jesus left us here to sow the Word of God. He left us equipped with something to sow with, the Word of God. He moved upon holy men of God, and they spake as they were, they wrote down as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, and they penned down the Word of God and left it for us today. As we've got the Bible, we've got the divine Word of the living God. That's what we used to sow with. We sow the divine Word of God. May I say the Word of God is is an infallible seed. It's without error. It's infallible. It's perfect. It's not, that's something you can't trust. You can trust the Word of God. And so we find that he talks about the Word of the living God. We've got that today to sow with in this world that we're living in. What does the world need today? They need the Word of God. Every problem you see, everything that you see arise, every situation that arises, it arises with, there's an answer in the Word of God for it. Amen. There's an answer for it. The Word of God's got the answer to every problem that we have today. There's the fact that the Word of God is given to us today that we might sow the divine Word of the living God. And so here we find, he talks about it, I believe it's in Acts chapter 2. He talks about, of course, in verses 5 through 11, we find that we're to sow the Word of God. And there's an answer for the problems you're facing today. And the Bible said there in Acts chapter 2, verse 11, verses 4, I'm sorry, and verses 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so here we find they began to speak the Word of God. And verse 5, and they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Have not all these which speak Galileans?" And they said, "And now how we hear every man in our own tongue wherein we were born, Perithians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers at Mesopotamia and all Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt and all the parts of Libya about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." Amen. And the wonderful works of God. So there we found there's the sowing. He left them a job to do. And the first thing they began to do in Acts chapter 2 in that new church was to sow the Word of God. They spake about the wonderful works of God that you find in the Scriptures. And so we find that the seed is used to sow. And that, you know, first of all, we do not manufacture the seed that we sow. We don't make the seed that we sow. We get it from God. Amen. We don't manufacture the seed. Now, I want to say this morning also. There's no hybrid seed to be sown today. There's no altering of the Word of God. It's not to be altered. It's to be sown just like it was written. And so it's not to be altered. That's what hybrid is. It's been altered some way or another. And so there's many different kinds of versions today that are altering the Word of God. But we do not manufacture the seed. We do not alter the seed because God provides the seed that we sow with this morning. It contains, first of all, the secret of life. Amen. It contains the secret of life. I'm telling you, the glory of His people Israel, and it's a light to light the Gentiles. That's what it's for. That's what Jesus came for. That's the goal of the Word of God, to lighten the Gentiles. And so, and the glory of His people Israel. It's a joy to see Gentiles saved. It's a joy to see Jews saved. And when they do, they become a white one in the body of Christ and a member of the church of the living God. And what does it do? It reproduces after its kind. Amen. It reproduces after its kind. That's what the Bible does. God makes Himself responsible for the complex way a seed germinates in the soil and grows. That He does that. And God is responsible for how the Word of God germinates in the human heart. God's responsible for that. And brother, for it to germinate, bring forth the right kind of seed, it's got to be the pure Word of God, not altered, amen, nor manufactured by someone else. But it is the divine Word of God. And our responsibility is to sow the seed of the Word of God. That's the reason we need to get back to the book, this precious Word of God that we have today. I'm preaching out of a 1611 King James Bible. That's the Word of God for this generation in this world today. God's given it to us, and we're to preach of the Word of God. Our responsibility is to sow the seed of the Word of God. God. Then we find, of course, the soil. We find not only that Word of God, the seed, but we find the soil. His response is immediately, he or one of his agents is there every time the gospel is proclaimed. The parable that we read to you this morning, when the seed is sown, there's always something arises that will try to disrupt the seed of the Word of God. I mean, always trying to disrupt the seed of the Word of God in stony ground. And of course, persecutions arise and things that comes our way. And these things happen, my friend, because the devil's job is to disturb the Word of God. The sower soweth the Word. And of course, when it's sown by the wayside, where the Word is sown, when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the Word that was sown in their hearts. Amen. It's his job to do that. He's continually doing those things today. And so there are those at Satan that does immediately, and when it's sown on stony ground, when they hear the Word, immediately receive it with gladness and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterward when affliction or persecution arises for the Word's sake. Immediately they are offended. Amen. And so the devil is busy disturbing the sowing of the Word of God. And when it's sown among thorns, as such as hear the Word, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entereth in, choke the Word, and it becometh unfruitful. Oh, my friend, listen. That's the devil disturbing the Word of God, disturbing the seed of the Word of God. It cannot be altered. It cannot be, my friend, it cannot be created. It cannot be made. It comes directly from God, sown by His servants, and getting the Word of God out today. And when it happens, that old sinner that we're all concerned about, that sinner that's lost without God, that sinner, my friend, that hears the Word of God, and the conviction comes because of the purity and the power of the Word of God. Conviction comes their way, and immediately the devil begins to disturb them and try to disrupt them and try his best to do something to disturb them. You see it so many times when you're witnessing to people, when they, I'm telling you, when you get before, I mean, when you get to talking to them about the Lord, somebody will come in, somebody will disturb them, somebody will come along and want to do something else. And so we find, and every time we see the Word of God, before it can germinate, a lot of times we see it happen after every service, before folks get to the car. I mean, they want to know where we're going to eat lunch, what someone wore, how many was counted, and all these things, the wayside. There's the movement, the multitudes, men on business or pleasure, distracting conversations, something to disrupt the Word of God. I found out a long time ago when the Holy Ghost is witnessing to somebody and God is using some saint of God to witness to them about their soul, the best thing you can do if you're in that room is to be quiet and to pray, brother, silently, that God would use that servant of God and the Word of God would germinate in that heart and they would see them saved, not to disturb what God is doing through somebody else with the Word of God, but praying for them that God would just bring conviction upon that heart and see them get saved by His wonderful grace. And oh, when He does, what a glorious thing. When a sinner gets born into the family of God, what a blessing it is. And then, of course, then the devil comes right along before they get to the house. And you say, well, you made a fool out of yourself today. Nobody believes what you did. I've seen folks, the devil would tell them, said, you just done that because you're afraid somebody has got caught up with you about doing something and that you're trying to cover it up. I've seen that happen so many times. But oh, my friend, listen, the devil can't undo a birth. He can disturb you. He can bother you, and he can come along beside of you and try to make you doubt some things. But when you're born born to God's family, there's been a change made in your heart today, brother. There's something took place the devil cannot do. He cannot undo a birth. Amen. When you're born to the family of God, you'll not be lost the next day. Amen. You'll not be lost the next week. You'll not even be lost when you do something wrong. But you have found the Holy Ghost, the same one that convicted your heart and brought you to the saving knowledge of the Lord. When you do something wrong after you're saved, that same Holy Ghost will convict you of that. And all you got to do is confess it to the Lord and ask Him to forgive you. And He said, if you do, I will forgive you if you'll confess it to me. And that's the way we stay in fellowship with God. We all have to do that sometimes, day after day, time after time in our Christian life. And we've got to exercise the fact of forgiveness from God. We've got to be forgiven. We fail. We falter. We do things wrong. But don't make us lost again. But it does get us out of fellowship with God sometimes. And all you got to do, brother, have a godly sorrow and sorry that you've sinned against God. Confess it to Him, and He'll forgive you, and He'll forget it. Amen. Aren't you glad you're saved this morning? Amen. And so listen, the sower is the saints of God. We're to sow the seed. The Savior started out sowing the right kind of seed, and we're not to alter that seed, but just simply sow the divine word of the living God among the sinners of this world. Plant the seed. Let the Holy Ghost water it. Amen. Let Him germinate it. Let Him put the water in the soil and work inside of that heart. And only God can germinate the seed. Amen. One sows, another waters, and God gives the increase because He germinates that seed and creates in that heart a child of God. And brother, listen, the devil can't do anything about it. When there's a real birth, praise God, and there's nothing the devil can do except just watch them as they go to heaven and try his best have to disturb them. That's the reason you've got to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord. Stay in church. Stay in the house of God. And brother, stay on your knees before the Lord and stay in the Word of God. And that's the only way you make it in this world today. And brother, without victory in your life, well, you see, friend of mine, we've got the seed, and all we've got to do is sow the seed. And brother, let God germinate the seed in the hearts of those we're praying for. Quit trying to germinate it. Just sow it. Just water it. Quit trying to germinate it. Let God do a work. When you sow the seed, you got to just stand back and watch it. Amen. Only God can do what He does in the heart of men because of His wonderful and marvelous grace. Well, I see, friend of mine, our time is gone today. Be in the house of God this morning. God bless you. On the next week at this same time. Amen.